Jim McSweeney, a certified arborist from Chesterfield, Massachusetts, is standing with a pole saw under a massive elm tree along a sidewalk in Great Barrington.
So you can see the one up here that I'm reaching for has probably got a couple hundred buds on it.
McSweeney is taking samples of the twigs and buds that haven't yet formed into flowers in the early spring.
And I'm looking for about 4 foot sections. And part of the reason I'm looking for 4 foot sections is the box is about 4.5 feet long.
McSweeney is contracting with the Nature Conservancy to take samples of select large elm trees across the Northeast. Ecologist Christian Marks said that they're after survivors of Dutch elm disease.
This tree is a lone survivor of what used to be elm trees lining this whole Main Street. Where all the others died, you know, between the 50s and 80s. And so clearly it was exposed to Dutch elm disease, but it survived, which is a sign that it probably has some tolerance, hopefully a lot.
Dutch elm disease is caused by an invasive fungus carried on the backs of beetles that feed on the twigs and bark of several elm species. Introduced from Europe in the 1930s, the disease destroyed elms and shady streetscapes across the United States in the following decades. An ineffective elm tree can live for hundreds of years, and Mark said that the trees will still grow in their native habitat and are especially common in the region, but the disease prevents most from reaching their former size.
You'll find lots of small elms, you know, 6 inches diameter or smaller. But then around that size, they usually get Dutch elm disease and die. They'll have produced seed and the next generation of seedlings, so the population is able to persist, but you never get big ones anymore.
Extensively planted as shade trees, cities including Albany, New York, were historically known for their impressive elm trees. Tom Zetterstrom, founder of the Great Barrington-based Elm Watch organization, says that only a small percentage of large elms planted in American cities remain.
About 1 or 2% of elms survive Dutch elm disease. Based on various towns and how many remain in place, and for example, in Canaan, Connecticut, we got 2 left. In Great Barrington, there's really 3 big elms.
Christian Marks will send the sampled twigs and buds to the U.S. Forest Service in Ohio, where they will cross-pollinate with other resistant trees in hopes that the resulting seeds will produce a new generation of resistant elms.
And then they send us the seed back. We grow this seed to seedlings at a TNC nursery in Vermont. Then once the seedlings are big enough, we plant them to a field site, about 100 offspring from each cross. And then once those are big enough, about 1 inch or more diameter, we inoculate them with the disease to test them in the field.
Mark said that it can take up to 10 years for a tree to be determined resistant. The Nature Conservancy is just one of the groups around the country trying to ensure the survival of an important part of America's ecosystems and history.
And the disease is always evolving. And we want the elms to be able to keep up with that evolution, and that requires a broad genetic pool from which natural selection can always be picking the best ones.
Which could include the seedlings of a tree from Great Barrington. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.